there could be some funky smell coming from your job. I'm not kidding you.
Oh my God.
Hello, I can't hear myself, but I'll just assume it's the headphones that are down. And I believe
check,
I was correct.
Correctamundo,
Arthur Fonzarelli.
Check.
Kiss my grits.
Check. That was very loud. That's exceptionally loud. Please don't play it like that loud anymore.
Hey, everybody, it's the Wolfman.
Hey, remember Wolfman Jack?
I do not. I am too young.
Wait, you don't remember Wolfman Jack?
I've never heard of him.
But you know who he is, right?
No.
All right.
He was a famous radio DJ who
he was a Wolfman that a scientist made into a DJ.
Yeah.
For real, though. No, but Wolfman Jack.
Yes, I know Wolfman Jack.
Okay, Wolfman Jack was so famous, and he'd been a DJ for so long that he was on when I was in high school in the 80s.
Old.
And he was a DJ in the 50s,
the
and he was also the DJ in American Graffiti that was made in the late 70s.
And he was a DJ in the late 80s.
No, but it's weird that you can play yourself
in the 60s.
25 or 30 years later.
What?
He played himself as a 50s DJ.
I was playing myself earlier today.
It was actually 62.
I don't understand your fascination with people playing themselves for a number of years.
If you're Elvis Presley in 1956, mm-hmm. and then they hire 1972 Elvis Presley to go back and play 56 Elvis
Presley.
Oh,
I see what you're saying.
I'm picking up what you're laying down.
But I wonder if he lost his voice from doing that.
This is
hey,
the
everybody, it's the Wolfman.
And I am Anderson Cavill. And that there to my left is Mike Carano. And that's Tyler playing very loud drops.
Wolfman says that's the soundtrack to Drive.
Look at the look at the levels, Tyler, and see how red they are.
Oh, I see them. I'm also looking how awesome it will sound later.
No, it will not sound awesome.
See, it's great because I almost never listen back to these, so everyone has to suffer from it.
I can tell you one thing. You're way louder than I am
because
you're blowing out my eardrums.
Turn yourself down. I prefer that you not make the listener... The ever so valuable and elusive
listener.
Hey, I just came up with some new radio lingo. When the levels go into red, just say they're Mars. Pretty clever, right?
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Why? I don't get it.
I don't know. Makes us sound smarter.
Mike, you're Marsing when you yell.
We're going to Mars. Sorry.
Stop Marsing. Hey, before I forget, because I know I will, listener Tanya Kruger sent us a After Disaster mug. That's not really how it works. We send out the mugs to the highest bidder. That's how it works. But she sent us a mug. That she painted up. It looks very nice.
Did
perhaps we'll take
our
a picture.
Get their
I'm
mugs
talking!
Yet?
Thank you, Tanya.
Yes, everyone got their mugs. But thank you very much, Tanya, for sending that. And she also suggested that we sell it and create a fund for her to come out and visit us, which is also not the way things work.
Yeah, that's not the way it works for sure.
Thank you, though,
Let's
for
take
sending
a vote.
It, Tanya.
Let's take a vote.
All those in favor, say aye. It didn't work out for you, Tanya. I apologize. I'm sorry.
But
we tried.
Democracy prevailed.
Democracy rules. To talk about tonight, I should have probably talked to both of you guys and explained to you that tonight was going to be the serious episode.
All right.
Very serious.
I'm glad.
No jokes tonight.
I'm glad.
Very serious night here on the After Disaster. That music does not help the serious
tone. Serious music.
Technically, this music is kind of serious.
And as I've learned from all great people in the entertainment business, you always open up with an apology. So I'd like to apologize to those of you listening live, and I know it gets later every week. That's the way things work in radio, is we go backwards.
Is there a way we can fix that problem?
Yeah, it's called doing it before the show on your recorder.
Okay, what about if I bring
in
a parking lot. What if I bring a laptop in and we have the Ustream thing ready to go?
What if we went outside after the show and I smoked cigarettes in the parking lot and we talked about it?
Yeah. What if we just smoked cigarettes in the studio?
We record that and upload it at 3 in the morning?
So far, so good. I talked to Mike earlier today for about an hour and we have not repeated anything yet. That's good.
So far. Well, the first thing, my bitching and complaining, I'm not going to bring that up.
Mm-hmm. That's
except
good.
You literally just did.
I'll just say don't ever work for a company because they're all assholes. And you're going to get fucked over financially.
You get a new job, Mike?
No, it's the same old people that keep...
Okay, so here's what here's what I bring to the table. Okay, here's what we will be talking about tonight for a moment, at least, I hope.
Can we, if we're going to issue apologies, can we issue another one for that poop in the fish tank story from last week?
Yeah, that was disturbing. I've talked to my friend Alex a few times since then.
He's got some news stories about jizzing in the cat box.
Jizzing in the cat box.
Tyler, we need to talk. Don't leave here without me talking to you more about last week's episode.
There he goes.
We need to do some stuff.
He's leaving.
We need to change some things.
Hey, what was the skipping problem I saw posted? Was it just...
That's another new feature that we have here in the studio, is if you're online in where Tyler sits while recording the show, skip-a-roo. It's going to skip to the loo, my darling. And we learned that from major fuck-ups on The After Disaster, The Film Vault, and Loveline.
Oh, that's horrible. I wonder why it does that. Hey, by the way, have you noticed what we've been doing this episode?
Talking about the show. Yeah, that's all we do. Okay, so let's not try. I'm trying not to do that.
You know what? It would be kind of funny if we do try to do that, and that's what this show is about. We only talk about the show.
Quick question. When you guys are talking like a big boss or somebody empowered, do you ever like, or somebody where you're just kind of like nervous and it's a guy, you ever get like the idea of their dick in your mouth just stuck in your head? That ever happened? Like you start psyching yourself out. Has that ever happened to you?
No.
No, okay, good.
No.
Me neither. All right, so...
My bosses are women, so...
So it's their clits in your mouth?
It's not often that I get a tweet where I just can't stop laughing. And I was on a break from another job, so I'm going to cigarette very late at night over the weekend. And I got this tweet from a listener, Intervalometer. Okay? Intervalometer.
And, Intervalometer?
Intervalometer.
And, no, I prefer the brain-damaged way of saying it.
Me too.
Intervalometer.
Intervalometer. That sounds like a German guy.
And last week I told a little story about going to a waterfall with Jillian on the honeymoon and having a little 13-year-old guide who took us up there named Charlotte. Mm-hmm. And how I was happy, even though we were out in the middle of a rainforest, I was very pleased to see that they had a shed of a bathroom out there with a little men's sign on it. And I walked in and I was a little disturbed to see there wasn't a hole or anything, but I just whizzed anyway.
Yeah.
Intervalometer. Texted me, tweeted me, and said, "Anderson, you think that maybe wasn't a bathroom and it was a changing room?"
Oh no!
Oh my gosh! Yes, that is fantastic. I love that you whiz on the floor, you walk out and see the men's and women's doors.
I whizzed on the floor of the changing room, and the pee was just all like rolling out of the little structure.
Oh my god!
And I know.
Was it rolling or flowing?
It was like rolling because it was very hard dirt. The dirt was very hard, you know, it was like beating together. It was bad times.
This is why we can't have nice things.
This is why Americans shouldn't leave the country.
Seriously.
Stupid.
Oh my gosh, I love that.
We have more than enough land to be jackasses in. We should just
I love that you peed in it. You may have urinated on the floor of a changing room.
I love the 2 week delay though on me realizing that, figuring it out, and it took a third party to let me know that's what happened.
I almost peed in a closet at the Chateau Marmont because I had to pee so bad. When I got into the room, I ran into the closet. And my bladder immediately stopped with this frantic, I have to pee right now because I saw the robes, and I put one on, and I was so excited to have a Chateau Marmont.
Hey, I have to pee right now because I saw the robes?
No, I had to pee to the point normal. Where I couldn't take it. Oh, I walked into this party. I had to pee so goddamn bad, and I saw Martha Stewart, and I went into a complete panic attack because I had a crush on her.
None of the words you're saying make any sense to me right now.
I ran into the closet of the Chateau Marmont. And I saw the robes, and I put one on and came back to the
saying it again doesn't
party.
make more sense.
And I finally found a restroom. I almost peed in the closet, is my point.
Did you end up banging Martha Stewart?
No, but I had a fantasy in my head that she's going to be like, hey, weirdo, in the shorts and the T-shirt, even though everyone else is wearing tuxedos and evening gowns. You scumbag, come back to my room. You know what intimidated me about her the most, besides her striking older woman looks, is the fact
that... She is the hottest old lady out there.
I heard her say one time, I used to watch her show, and this is where I realized she's never going to like me. Because she looked disgusted, and she goes, whenever I buy dishwashing liquid, I come home and transfer it into a nice glass bottle immediately, because these plastic bottles are horrible. And I was like, I've never even thought of transferring it. Ever!
Is he still saying things that make no sense?
He's talking about soap and Martha Stewart.
No, but Martha Stewart clearly has class that I don't have.
Tyler seems to be really blown
She's
away by
clearly,
that.
What is that computer screen doing? Holy
Everything
smokes.
In here is awful. Everything in here.
Including the host.
Hey, do you think since you're online you're making a skip right now?
Wow.
No, yeah, it's skipping to my loo.
Okay, here we go. I have something to divulge tonight. That I think it's one of those things, not quite as big as like I cut off a man's penis,
mm-hmm.
not quite as big as I broke my arm fisting. But it's something that I used to do when I was like 12, 13 years old, all the time, probably about 2-3 times a month. And I forgot all about it. And it all came rushing back to me the other night because I was
peeing
so sleep
in changing
deprived.
Rooms.
I got to tell you, I love this. Here's a bizarre thing about this show, and it could just be my old age and my Alzheimer's and yours.
I don't have Alzheimer's.
But it's possible just life. But we talk, sometimes I think we've exhausted everything, and then I will think of something and I go, how have I not brought this up on the show? And it just completely slipped my mind. Some insane, crazy thing. But go ahead. What happened? 3 times a month, 4 times a month.
Well, I should also mention the fact that I've never divulged this information to anyone.
Does it involve crime?
Not even Jillian. Not really, but I probably could have been arrested.
Yeah. Right. When you were a kid?
12, 13. It was
like, you think you could have been arrested then?
Seventh grade.
It's that bad.
No, it's not even bad. It's embarrassing. It's all fuck. It involves members of Duran Duran, Johnny Depp, a couple other people at the time. I can't even remember who exactly, but...
Please tell me you used to do sacrifices.
I used to take a lot of Notos and Vivarin and stay up all night. Oh, by the way, 1-800-LOUD-191. 1-800-LOUD-191.
First-time callers only tonight, by the way.
Oh, because hot...
What?
Not Hot Lockets anymore. Hot Carrie.
Non-Lockets.
She was going to call in.
Hot Unlockets.
Mm-hmm. Unlockets. What do you guys say when you go to your new lockers now?
Tammy, I'm going to answer your question. She's posting on theafterdisaster.com.
I wouldn't know because I can't open a browser.
You can turn your back to the show, which would be quite pleasant. And hop on that one right there behind you, buddy. There you go. Oh, tie.
Then you're going to ignore
us.
We need to make eye contact.
This is tough. This is hard to deal with.
I got to say, the show would be better if Tyler was in this room with us.
No, come on. Let's not get crazy.
Okay.
Let's not get nuts here.
Well, why don't we just put him like another 50 feet away then?
Tammy asks
really far.
Why I talk about Stanley much more than my other two dogs and why I bring him everywhere. It's because he's my dog and I'm the one who picked him out and I'm the one who, he's been my dog for like 5 years.
And frankly, he's better.
Yes, he is. He doesn't bark and he's soft.
Yeah.
The other two bark a lot and they're not nearly as soft, so they're not as big of hits.
When that black dog's an asshole.
Pepe is a bit of
a
prick.
It.
I was finding my cat's whiskers all over my apartment today, so I think one of them has whisker cancer.
Oh, great. Whisker cancer. How many whiskers does your cat have?
Or maybe their winter whiskers are coming in. I'm not sure.
I thought they only had like four.
No, they have a lot. And then they also have the ones above their eyes, which are really funny, because you don't really notice them until you're actually staring at your cat. You're like, you have weird eyelash whiskers.
Kidding about Pepe, by the way. He's a fantastic.
Okay, Duran, Johnny Depp, 12 years old.
All right, so we stole, it all started because we stole some Dexedrine is what it was, like Ritalin back then, from my friends, my best friend's
truckers
sister.
Used to take that stuff.
My best friend's little sister had a hardcore ADD, so we found out that she takes this drug, so we took a couple. We had no idea what it was going to do, and it was the first time I'd ever taken speed, essentially, and I was enthralled and I was in love, and it was the greatest thing ever. And I couldn't get any more Dexedrine because the mom started figuring out that she was going through her Dexedrine lickety split. So I started going with cheap alternatives such as Notos, cheap legal alternatives such as Notos and Vivarin. And I was taking it for no apparent reason on school nights, like weeknights, and just sitting in my bed fully clothed. And it evolved. Like at first, it was just I was dressed and ready to go. Wait for my dad to go to bed around 1 or 2. And then I'd walk down the street about 4 blocks away with my headphones on. And I would get on swings and I would swing for like 2 hours until around 4 in the morning.
Sounds like ecstasy.
And I was just awake. I was just like,
yeah,
I was vived. I wasn't even, high. I was just wide awake. And I would fantasize about about how I live with like a couple members of Duran Duran and Johnny Depp, who I thought was the coolest fucker ever because I was back during 21 Jump Street, and like a couple other people. And I fantasized that I lived in this big house with them and like I was like their son and like we were all like part of this art commune and what people at school would think if they actually knew the truth, to the point where I started believing this shit. And then I would come up with stories and stuff while swinging. And I would swing on those fucking swings for 2 hours. And then I would walk back home and be ready to go to school. And then I would go to school. And it got to the point, Mike and Tata, where I started like dressing up for this little event that would happen by myself, where I would put on fucking makeup on my eyes and wear a trench coat and put like silk stockings on my hands, like fishnet stockings that I would poke my fingers through. What the fuck? And I remember would come out and like people would come out to out of their houses and pick up their newspapers and see me and be really concerned and freaked out. Cops rolled by a couple times and I hid.
Yeah. I would like to sit here and make fun of you for the next hour.
However,
I can relate to that. And I'm not going to embarrass myself that much by talking about it.
You were the fifth kiss?
No, I think I can totally relate to that. And ironically, I read something today on the internet on Uber Facts, which I don't even know if they're correct all the time. But they said people spend 70% of their time fantasizing about situations and possible, I don't remember, basically fantasizing about what ifs. like in if I could in fantasy situations, 70% of their brain power is put towards that, according to Uber Facts.
Hmm.
But it makes sense because everything that goes through my head is a fantasy.
But if there's
like
no...
what if I'm playing in a band with this guy? Like, what if I'm doing that? And you know, and it's sort of almost exactly.
Imagine
what you
if you
were
took 60% of that to actually do stuff. And yeah. Then maybe that 10% would be real.
The drugs definitely accelerate that to the point where you were doing that. And I think that's pretty odd and pretty unique. But the fact that you had the wherewithal to go out, sit on a swing set, and live that. Because I used to walk around with headphones on, but I wasn't even on drugs. And so it wasn't as vivid as that or as
I wasn't on drugs. It's just caffeine.
That's drugs.
It's just caffeine.
Hey, so
did you close your eyes or did you just stare at like the ground while you fantasized?
I'd like, look at the stars and I'd be like going on the and like my trench coat would be flapping in the wind.
Yeah.
And it got to the point I'd smoke tons of cigarettes while I was doing this. And it got to the point where it was like my favorite time of the week. My
Absolutely.
Favorite moment of the week was, and I would lay in bed waiting and I'd be so fucking nervous, completely clothed, head to toe, shoes on, everything, waiting for my dad to go to bed. And that was the whole like a lot of
I
it
like
too
it.
Was like sneaking out and doing something yeah. I wasn't supposed to do.
I used to put on I had a Sony Walkman and I would, and if I told you the music I listened to, it was not anything a kid would listen to ever. And I would go down to Mission Bay, and I would walk around in the dark when I was like 12 and 13, and it was a high.
Yeah,
like I because I
high.
Would get so totally into the music in the quiet of the bay. There'd be nobody down there, and I'm sure it wasn't safe for me to be walking
Probably
around
not.
At 10, 11 o'clock at night. But mm-hmm. I would sneak out as well, and I would put on the headphones, and it was total zen. And if the mood was right, the walk was right, the weather was right,
how old
you just
were
whip
you?
It out.
I was probably, I think I was. You know, I was probably older than 12 because I was the year before you started high school. So I was probably
14, 13.
Yeah, you know what? 14 to 15. But it was just this feeling of calm and excitement and exhilaration.
I think that's what everyone's doing now. But they all got earbuds and they're doing it all the time throughout the day.
I don't think it's the same because I've been listening to music for 20 something years since or 30 something years since then. And I don't have that same feeling.
Mm hmm. Neither do I.
There's a couple songs I'll put on like when I'm in like walking around like through an airport or something because it makes you feel like you're in a movie for like when you like have it in headphones you're like yeah.
Please tell me it's classical.
No.
Please tell me it's John Williams.
No.
You feel like you're in.
Does
Lincoln?
That count as classical?
No.
Yeah, it's classical. John Williams with all the flutes.
Yeah, I guess it's more like
scory.
I didn't know soundtracks were considered classical.
Ooh, good film vault this week by the way.
What is
do
it?
A little bonus film vault if you want. I watched a movie called Indie Movie, Indie Game. I mean Indie Game
yeah.
tonight. Streaming on Netflix, Fuckflix. It's really, really good. Documentary. A listener actually turned me on to it. And it's all about, it follows these two different companies, three different guys, actually four different guys, who are making an independent video games on their own. And the stress and
I didn't
hassle.
Even know there was such a thing.
Yeah. It's just like movies, but these guys aren't working for the big companies. They're working for themselves. And they program, they do everything themselves.
I need to see that then, because I assume those video game consoles had a closed system where you couldn't play a game on them. Or are they from computers?
They program them themselves and then they release them on Xbox.
Now that's weird that you can actually do something with
and
somebody else's console, because I just assume
Xbox has a platform where you can make like games that you can download for the Xbox.
They've never made money with Xboxes, by the way.
Yes, they make money from the.
I don't
the,
know what
the
he's
software.
Talking about. I think that they make tons of money. Maybe the actual product.
No, they've
is
lost
the actual
money
box
on the
itself.
Manufacturers of the box since day one.
Indie Game, the movie, and it follows a couple different guys who are a couple different teams who are one guy's all by himself. And he's making this this movie called Fez. I mean, this movie. This video game called Fez, F-E-Z. And like he spent like the last 5 years of his life just completely entrenched. And it's like your stomach will get nuts. You get so stressed out. And it's so hilarious when they're veiling as
you're
well.
You're stressed out
because
of the fact
dicks.
That he might lose everything, all this
yeah.
work or something?
I mean, a quote of his in the movie, really, really, really fantastic movie. I really enjoyed it a lot. Quote of his in the movie is, I have to finish this game. My main motivation is so I don't have to kill myself. Because if I do not complete this, I will most definitely kill
it's
myself.
It's a lot of work to give up at the last minute.
Fez
have you seen,
and Meat Boy.
Have you seen, though, the actual numbers when they do create a video game that's a huge one? Besides the fact that they do 60 times the business of the biggest blockbuster movies. But have you seen like what goes into it? 5 or 6 years of 400 people sometimes working
I know.
Solely on this game.
They were quoting like 1,000 people working. I think it was like Prince of Persia or something. 1,000 people. It took them like 3 years.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then these guys work like 5 years. Two of them are working together for 5 years to make their little video game. And it comes out and I get beat a lot of these big ones. I'm giving shit away. But
I'd like to just...
It's very good.
I'd like to know you put 5 years of your life into something. Hey, so can I tell you something about this week?
Did you stay up all night and go on the swings?
As usual. What are you talking about? You met me there. We take some Vicodin, and we, or not Vicodin, but we take Notos. We put on our headphones.
Vibrant.
You're new wave guy. I'm heavy metal guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm living with Judas Priest.
God, I wish I got caught just once, because the story would be so much better. If they caught me with like the, because I was really in a Zig Zig Sputnik, and like they used to take fishnets and put them over their heads and then cut out holes for the eyes, and I would wear that while I was walking around the streets.
You have balls. You have balls, and your stories are fantastic.
I wish I got caught. I wish I got nailed once.
Yeah. Okay, so I don't know about what you guys did. I can't see Tyler, and it's troubling.
Come on, Ty.
Is he on the internet or something?
Hey, what do you think about this? You know, taking a belt off your flask? Come on, take a belt.
Mm-hmm.
You know that term? Where the fuck's it come from?
I
have a theory.
Did you look it up?
Because they come out, you take a belt off a hip flask, right? I'm thinking maybe you take a belt, is like a one belt's worth. This is expensive.
Hell yes.
It's like a, like, about a, what a belt, like a waist belt would be.
I got a feeling it's not that, because I've heard people use that reference as to a bottle, too.
All right.
But
sorry,
the flasks, I don't like flasks, by the way, because they don't hold enough.
Mm-hmm. Says the alcoholic. All right. What were we going to say there?
I was going to say,
Zig Zig Sputnik is so great.
I kind of like this too.
Do you remember the name of this song?
I never know names of songs. This is the opening song. This is actually in, you've heard this song before, because it's Shoot It Up. This is called Shoot It Up. This is in the open of Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yes.
It's the most famous they got. Not Shoot It Up? I believe it should. They use all sorts of drops. Let me tell you about
my
mother.
It says it's called Love Missile.
First time like using samples and stuff in movies.
You know how you know it's the first time as well, because they didn't use a very creative one.
Yeah, they just gotta like start skipping. It's just like for the hell of it.
How we all do it when we first get a sampler. That sampler on the iPhone and on the iPad is really good.
Okay.
Or if you have GarageBand.
What were you saying now, Mikey?
Okay, so I don't know if I expressed my feelings about voting. I don't believe it has. I don't believe it has an effect. I believe you're wasting your time.
Absolutely.
That's what I felt.
Absolutes.
So, here's what happened: is I'm going to Las Vegas to play with my niece and my nephew.
Yeah,
on Tuesday.
Where it's legal.
I've got hotel reservations
to gamble.
I did a shitload of work Monday to make sure Tuesday and Wednesday would be free, so I could be in Vegas with babysitting the kids. My brother's got a gig, and so he and his wife could go out after his gig. I wake up Tuesday morning frantic, overwhelmed with guilt about not voting. Overwhelmed.
What?
Overwhelmed. I go online trying to figure out if I'm even fucking registered.
How'd you feel when Romney won? I mean, lost.
I spent an hour trying to figure out if I was even registered. Complete panic. I called a couple people. I went back online. I tried to find out if I could vote in LA, even though I may or may not be registered in San Diego. No idea. Called my dad, asked him if he could walk across the street, go to the church and see if I'm on the list there where I've always voted. Eventually, someone gets back to me. Yes, I'm registered in San Diego. I go to the polling place in LA, 1 hour there, while they argue amongst themselves as to whether I can vote at that place. The guy who's in charge says I can.
They just have to give you a provisional ballot.
A woman interrupts and said, that's not good. His vote's not going to count. And I said, well, should I just take the chance and vote and then so I don't have to drive to San Diego? I'm afraid it's not going to help. He wanted to use my phone to call the 800 numbers, which he did for an hour. 1 hour. 5 minutes short of 1 hour. Going back and forth and getting into arguments with whatever main office he's calling. I finally realized I can't do this. So now I'm going to drive to San Diego to vote and then to Las Vegas. A grand total of 11 hours to get to Vegas.
Can I make you feel worse and just tell you you could have voted by mail?
Yeah. Well, again, my feelings were I'm not going to vote because it's a waste of everybody's time. So I decide, screw it.
You voting is a waste of everyone's time, apparently. You waste like seven people's time.
I'm going to eat my hotel, which I can't get a refund on. I'm going to be too tired to drive to Las Vegas, so I am going to go to San Diego and vote and drive home. How long does that take me? 9 hours. From when I went to the polling place on the internet, San Diego and back. So I get to San Diego. I get to San Diego to vote. First of all, they chastise me for, wow, you haven't voted in a long time.
How do they know?
What?
There's no, like, thing next to your name that says, like, this asshole hasn't voted in a while.
Yeah, there was, because there's different color sheets with names on them, and I was on the bottom color, like the yellow ones. There's white for people that are registered and up to date. Then there's pink ones.
Ooh, I was on a white page.
Yeah. So here's the deal, too. I'm driving to San Diego, and I realize this is goddamn ridiculous. My vote means zero, not a thing. It's a waste of everyone's time. Plus, I don't know anything. So I get on the road. I call my dad. Yeah, no one called me back. Can you check and see if my name is on the list at the church across the street? And he goes, yeah, it is. He goes, yeah, it is. And he goes, but if you're driving down here, don't waste your time and don't waste the gas to come down here and vote. It doesn't mean anything. And he goes, plus you're going to drive down here and just cancel my vote. And I was like, okay. And then I was like, no matter what happens, I'm driving to San Diego and canceling my dad's vote. And it became this ridiculous.
Now that's the most American thing you've ever said.
Absolutely. And guess what? I voted and I left there with my head held high, proud as an American citizen who did my civic duty. And I'm not even kidding. I drove home on a high. I called my brother, said I can't make it to Vegas, and I'm sorry about the kids not seeing me, and they're probably going to feel neglected. They might have an extra drink at a party in high school now because of this.
Nope.
They might experiment with drugs now because I neglected to see them. Then
you
I felt so guilty.
Around.
Yeah, then I felt so guilty. The next day, guess what I did? I drove to goddamn Calico Ghost Town about 4 hours away to hang out with them for 1 hour. So I drove to Calico. We walked around for a little while. I got back in my car, trucked it all the way back to L.A. to visit those kids. And yeah. I bought them gems in the gem store for the low price of $29. Never let kids pick out their own gems. you get a whole goddamn bag for $4.99, and my niece is like, I want this purple heart. And I'm like, oh, that's $23. This is the one I want. And the woman's like, there's necklaces over there, honey. They look exactly the same, and they're $4.99. And she's like, I want this one. I'm like, fuck. Can you get the purple necklace that looks the same for $5? So I bought her this goddamn rock heart. And then Toller was it doesn't matter. Let me just move on. That was my weekend. I'm very proud that I voted. I know it meant nothing. And then I was filled with bliss and filled with joy that Barack won because that's who I voted for. Because I've had a change of heart.
Did you vote for McCain last time?
I didn't vote in the last election.
Mm. I remember he was on the yellow page of not. He hasn't voted.
Yeah. I was on pink then.
He hasn't voted since Woodrow Wilson.
But I voted now. And then I walked outside of the voting area and I put the sticker on my dick and took a picture of it.
I thought he was joking. And then I heard he said, take a picture and now I know it's real.
And I felt bad about it the minute I started walking down the street because I got the stupid I voted thing on my fucking car.
And then he called Alex's podcast and told that story on his show.
Alex doesn't have a podcast.
I know.
So that's my
joke.
Voting story, and I was very proud. And I kid you not, I felt very good about it. And I think it was well worth the $50 I ate on the hotel in Vegas and probably the $35 in gas and the sheer exhaustion of driving all the way to San Diego.
What was worth it? Just
the
feeling you
got? I felt good about myself.
You know where you're going to even feel better then? This is some good news for you. Now that you voted, they have your name on record. That means you're more likely to get the you need to come on down to the courthouse.
I'm not because I'm registered in San Diego, and I've done this many, many times. When they send me the thing, I write back. I don't live here anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Never gone.
Don't they ask you where you live?
They don't ask any questions.
You know what I do? I don't know if I should be saying this, but I put mine in the fireplace.
Oh, you need that. It's good kindling.
It is. But they can't prove that I got it, right?
Nope. They sort of can, to be honest.
How?
I don't know.
Got lost in the mail.
Mike, you should just had a friend down there who you trusted to vote how you wanted them.
Not how it works.
You two. Just say.
It's called voter fraud.
All you have to do is go say a name, and then they're like, oh, sure, come on in.
You know what you should have done instead? It would have been much more effective.
Picture.
Is put on Twitter, hey, guys, I can't vote, so if you were on the fence about voting, please go vote
Barack
for me.
Can we double up?
And you probably would have gotten like 10 votes out of that instead of your one. And you would have saved a whole day. Always confer with me. I'm your cabinet. All right, so we went far out of our way on the film vault not to get too deep into politics because this week we're doing top five political movies. And I know how people get weird with their politics. I know how people get really strange. And
I hope election was in there.
Election was not. But here we are talking, disclosing everything, apparently, on the old After Disaster as far as which way we lean. I don't give a fuck. I lean and I don't give a fuck land.
I lean like a cholo.
Yo. Mm-hmm. All right.
I'm going to upload this instead of just showing it to you because I know we shouldn't chope it. You know what?
Chope it.
Tell me you wouldn't vote for that guy.
What are you doing, Mike? We don't do this.
It's like a dude with a musket standing on a hill.
Is that your dong with the sticker?
No, I can't find that picture, but I sent them to people. Them out.
I've heard you have a very thick penis.
I don't know who you heard that from, but...
Okay, let's move on. We're not that show. What else? Because something occurred to me the other day. Tyler, get the fuck off the phone. Come on.
What occurred to you?
The show is so... If you're listening right now and you think that we've given up, we don't care anymore, I think you might be right.
That's the Stanley of stuff seals, by the way.
Stop showing me pictures, Mike. God, I love this song.
La 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 la.
Okay.
La na 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 na.
I love that movie.
Listen to me.
Do you like The Prices?
God damn it. The show is a fucking total lug. This is the worst episode we've ever done.
My voting story was good.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's talk about what I do tomorrow, which
Holy
is
shit,
swing
I was
by.
Right in the middle.
Yeah, oh, sorry. Anderson's literally in the middle of a story.
Sorry.
I like that you interrupt him and then feel like you need to now start a new thread.
I'm going to 1-800-LOUD-191. Color me mine and pick up my After Disaster City mug that I painted last week.
It looks nice. I liked it. Hey, the phone lines, you can call now 1-800-LOUD-191 before it was just dead air when you listen. It's so often the case, but I fixed that. So go ahead and give us a phone call now. Hold on real quick. Tyler. Oh, fuck. Never mind. So it occurred to me the other day that we need to go camping, the three of us.
Man camping.
Let's get one of those giant tents. Those Here's big ass ones. They cost like $70, and you can like put an entire two Mexican families in it.
My father-in-law has the biggest tent. Yeah. And he has a motorhome that you could probably park inside the tent. That's how big the tent is.
That is huge. There's a tiny little breeze, though. That thing's fucking gone.
I will go camping if it's in the parking lot of a hotel. I don't like camping.
We'll get you your
Mike,
own
that's
tent.
Half the point would be to go because you
yeah,
don't like
the
camping
whole point
and it'd be amazing.
Is to be uncomfortable.
All right, if we're
like
going to go camping, why don't we go to San Onofre and camp on the beach where you can?
Fuck all that. We're going to go to Joshua Tree.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's the desert, Mike. You like the desert.
Can we rent a motorhome, though?
No.
Mike,
that?
You can go crawling around in abandoned mines. It's very exciting. And dangerous.
How much are motorhomes to rent? Maybe we should do
they're,
that.
People have done it many. People rent them to
I'm
go
sure
to Burning Man.
I'm sure people do that. I'm
but
sure
I mean, hippies
rent them.
Rent them to go to Vegas.
Uh-huh.
I assume,
I don't want those. They
I assume
smell.
They're a couple $100 a day. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Can somebody go online, like a listener, and find out how much it would cost for us to rent a motorhome?
Blue Waffle likes your Corona voting story and thinks it's now a classic 80s story, like top 5 or 10 best 80s story.
Hey,
I can't tell if he's being facetious.
No, I'm not.
No.
Oh.
Blue Waffle.
It's probably a chick, because what dude would go by Blue Waffle?
Do you know what Blue Waffle is?
No.
It's like one of the worst pictures on the internet ever, and it's a woman's blue vagina that's like rotting. It's terrible. So I think it's a dude.
Probably a dude, then. Right. Hey, here's the thing. I don't want this to happen on our camping trip. All of a sudden, I'm the designated motorhome driver.
Yeah, you're the sober one, so I think
that's what I mean.
The only right. Well, we're not getting a motorhome. We're all going to drive out there.
Why don't
we're
camp in a motorhome? Why don't we camp in a motorhome?
We're going to erect tents, and we're going to have some.
That's not the only thing we're going to be erecting.
We can bring the ladies.
So we're
going to
all have our own tents?
Wait, we should bring the ladies, because we need somebody to cook and clean, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, to eat up there. And satisfy our loins.
I don't like the idea of going to the bathroom in the woods.
Oh, and bring all your jury summons. We need some kindlings.
we just have a garbage bag full of jury summons. And parking tickets.
And all our fan mail.
Oh, that would be so horrible and so mean of us.
Okay.
I wish this was Shaft.
So is that the show, guys? We're done. We're taking
no,
calls here.
No,
hey!
No, we're not done.
This caller right here was on hold for 20, 30 minutes with nothing but
oh,
dead air.
Oh, Jesus, that's loud.
Nothing but dead air.
Oh, my God.
How
was that
you turn
loud
down
for you?
The caller there?
Was that loud for you?
It was loud, but I'm a man.
Do I talk?
Yeah, go ahead, talk.
I hope this is Jennifer Carey.
Oh, yeah. Hi, guys.
Jennifer, what happened to your voice?
But I'm calling you guys from...
You sound like a man. What happened to your voice?
Where are you calling us
I'm
from?
I'm a man. Egypt.
Egypt?
What?
Is there any way you can prove it?
Yeah, I'm serious.
All right, put...
Rub the microphone, your phone in the sand.
What are you calling from Egypt for?
Because I'm a big fan of you guys.
Because I'm a big fan of you guys.
What time is it in Egypt right now?
What's the name of your street?
11 a.m.
Yeah, which city are you in? If you say Cairo, I know you're lying. No, that's the easiest.
No, I'm not lying.
No, that's because that's where everyone lives.
What are you doing in Egypt?
He's.
What's the name of the street you live on? Or you're on?
Sphinx Road.
Ahmed Fuad Nazim.
What is it? What?
Ahmed Fuad Nazim.
Okay, what are you doing out there in Egypt?
I'm a student, dental student.
Dental student? You guys work on actual cadaver heads?
Ugh,
no.
We
Does that
work
happen?
On dummy heads, and then in like fifth year, we work on actual patients.
Wait, are you telling me the pyramids have teeth?
Jesus Christ.
Should we believe this guy?
I believe him.
I sort of do because he, I believe there's a delay.
And
I'm being 100%
And he seemed to know. He said the street the first time really fast, and then he
slowed it down for us. Yeah,
yeah. And but it was it sounded the same.
What's your name, my friend?
Wait, you say my friend?
Ali. Oh, no.
What is it?
Ali.
Mm-hmm.
Is it? Now, are you Fred Tutt?
How long were you? Have you been living there your whole life there?
Yeah, I was born here. I'm Egyptian.
Were you there for the civil unrest that was taking place about a year ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm 19, so yeah.
19? How'd you hear about this old after disaster?
Dude,
I've been listening to the Film Vault since it came back, and I've listened the only after disaster I listened to was the last one, and it was hilarious.
Hey, you know what? Can I tell you the part of the reason?
The show's right.
So he's listened to one episode of The After Disaster and decided to call in. This is our most motivated.
I know, and I like this is my favorite caller so far. Here's the thing, too, is we've done nothing to offend you because we haven't been racist against Egyptians yet.
Give us time, my friend. Ali.
I don't care. It's your personal opinion, you know.
Hey, when I was a kid, I had a friend named Akmal. And he said he was Egyptian. Is that like a common Egyptian name? I've been trying to figure out if he's a liar for 35 years.
Jesus Christ.
What's his name again?
Akmal.
He's a liar. That's actually, that's Egyptian for liar.
Yeah. What if he listens?
No, Egyptian for liar is Kadeb.
Oh, man.
I kind of hope this guy's lying because he's so good if he is.
Yeah. Akmal had
No, I swear to God I'm not lying.
Mm-hmm. You know what? This is awesome. What time is it there?
11.
By the way?
You already asked him. It's 11
at night 11 or 11 in the morning?
Morning, a.m.
Is there any way you can go on our website and start posting some pictures of Egypt?
yeah, sure. Where,
I'm not talking about for proof. I just like to see like what it's like to actually be there without.
Oh my God! We need to make. First of all, we don't even have stickers. We need to make stickers. Send them to him and have him go stick it on like a famous like 1,000-year-old thing.
We will send you a complimentary mug if you can go set it at the base of the pyramids and take a picture.
If he just started listening, he doesn't know about our dumbass mugs yet.
You know what we got
to
do?
I've listened to the Film Vault, so Anderson talks about it sometimes.
Can you
get us? You've been cross promoting the mugs?
Oh fuck yeah! I cross promote my show all the time.
Cross promugging.
Is there any way you can get your hands on one of those mummified cats?
No.
All right. Okay. How about this one?
Anything else, Mike?
If you go to Vegas, is there any way you're going to stay at the Luxor?
No.
Okay.
Have you been to the States?
Yeah, I've been to Maine and Boston.
Mm-hmm. Why? Those are kind of random
That's
choices.
Two.
Why are we doing that?
What?
Hello.
Hello.
Do you? Yes.
What's your religion?
Muslim.
Mm-hmm. I think he might be telling the truth, guys. Because I just looked it up, and Muslims are over. And there's a lot of Muslims in Egypt.
That is the most ignorant comment I've ever heard.
What color is your skin?
you're still trying to make sure.
Are you tan?
I think he's telling the truth.
Yeah, I'm tan.
Oh, he's totally telling the truth.
This guy checks out.
Do you?
I should work for the CIA.
Wait, do you put down a prayer rug 3 times a day?
5 times.
It's 5 times, but
you,
yeah.
But do you follow through with that?
Some days, yeah. Sometimes I forget, or sometimes I'm busy, or I'm driving, or something.
Have you seen that movie, A Prophet?
What movie?
The French prison film called A Prophet, about the Muslim guy that plays both sides.
No.
Oh, it's good. You like it, Ollie? Check that out.
Here's what I want to know about Egypt. Do you enjoy? I mean, do you like living there? Is it just home, or is there anything about it that's unique to you or that you feel comfortable with? I mean, something about it that makes it home for you.
Yeah, it's where he was born. And he lives.
No, I know, but I mean, I wonder what it's like. I don't know what it's like. Is it hot most of the year? Is there always sand blowing in your eyes?
I'm afraid that he thinks we're laughing at him, but I'm just laughing at how
ignorant
Mike is.
We're not. We're not laughing.
Like,
at
do you have the camel with the nicest teeth?
He's the dentist, Mike.
No, I have a knee sock.
What if all the cars over there had different names? Like it was the Nissan Pyramid and the Toyota Camel. That's how ignorant the car companies are. Now, I think this is fascinating. And please go to theafterdisaster.com or our Facebook page and post some pictures of Egypt. That would be cool. I actually
I will.
Would like to go to Egypt.
Well, now you have somewhere to stay, Mike.
Like, I have no plans ever to go to Iraq or Iran, but I would like to go to Egypt.
If any of you come by at any time, I'd be glad to have you over for dinner, you know?
You said you're 19?
Here's the thing. If I go over there, you're going to know about it, but it's not going to be me just swinging by.
Hey, Ali, I'm in town.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about it for 3 months because I'm terrified to travel.
Are there a lot of tourists over there? Do you guys like see the tourists a mile away and go, ah, fuck, tourists are here looking at our goddamn pyramid? Do you get tired of seeing tourists all the time?
No.
No? Do you see them all the time?
Mostly during summertime.
Yeah, I would think there'd just be like throngs of dumb, fat, white people wandering around taking pictures of the
pyramids. I don't think
they'd
be the dumb ones. I think the people that would be interested in the pyramids would be smarter than the average tourists. How about this idea? I got a great scam, you guys. We moved to Egypt. This is a good one. This is like the equivalent to pickpocketing here. You bury something that looks like a treasure in the ground. And when tourists are walking by, we all start frantically digging. We have that little sun thing over it, like the tent. And then we're like, can you give us a hand? And we pull out like a fake casket or a fake mummy. And then we tell them, if you want in on this, baby, it's going to cost you like $400. And then we just run away and leave the plastic.
That stuff happens, actually.
I know, but can you imagine? Wouldn't you, if you were a tourist and you saw two guys digging with a shovel, and they see like a corner of gold sticking out of the dirt, and they're like, "You want in?
Yeah, you want in for $400? Really?
What do you got?
That's
on
how
you?
Much like an ounce of gold is worth."
The guy's like, "I got $300 in American Express traveler's checks," and you're like, 50-50, buddy. I love this idea, this scam.
And then it might work, actually.
Wait, are cobras in India or Egypt?
They're in both.
I think India. I'm not 100% sure.
What kind of food do you guys eat? I know it's Middle Eastern, like falafels, and but I mean, what is the specialty in Egypt that would differ from
sandwich?
Tyler,
that's pretty good.
Sandwich.
So demeaning. All
right.
It's basically like falafel and beans.
Mm.
That's like the common food that most of the people eat.
Are there American fast food restaurants over there in Cairo?
Yeah, Chili's.
Chili's, really?
Oh, Mike, you'll be happy to hear the heavy metal scene is resurging in Egypt right now.
Yeah,
they were like driven underground in the '90s or something because they claimed that they're all worshiping Satan. But now with all the
happy to hear that.
Yeah, we do have a lot of dumb people that say that stuff.
So. Yeah. I am one of those dumb people, Ali. I've been spending I'm silent. I realize that for the last 6 minutes, I've been scouring the internet looking for any kind of Egyptian vocabulary. Glossary so that I can quiz you, and all I find are symbols. Very angry.
I'm looking at that. That's hilarious.
Nothing but symbols.
Egypt's the one
they're called
country.
Hieroglyphics.
Hey, what is the symbol for ka? Ka.
Kop?
Ka. K-A. Ka.
Yeah. All the Egyptians know hieroglyphics. You're correct, Anderson. They could all just read the pyramids and the tombs.
No, these aren't hieroglyphics. They're Egyptian words.
Well, the one under it's pretty simple because that was in Logan's Run.
Yeah, what is the cross with the little loop at the top?
That's the Ankh.
Oh, you fucker. I'm asking all these.
I think, or something like that.
What is the best movie that opens up in Egypt? Ever?
You know what this is like asking him this? What was the Indian word for?
What is the best movie to ever open up in Egypt? Like opening of the movie is it takes place in Egypt with Luke Perry.
I have no idea.
It's called The Fifth Element. I don't know if I'm buying this.
Really? I do love that movie.
Yeah, see, it opens up in Egypt, remember?
Didn't Indiana Jones go to Egypt now and then?
Didn't open it.
Now and then.
Was he real?
Yeah, he used to swing by and Ali would have him over for dinner.
Second best movie I ever opened up in Egypt is Exorcist, even though it might be India.
Isn't it true there's like a KFC right next to the pyramids?
No, you're right.
Was it Egypt or India?
No, the Pizza Hut.
That is so depressing.
I just want to clarify.
There's a Pizza Hut right next to the pyramids.
Wait, Pizza Hut sells falafels?
No, it sells pizza.
It's not the falafel hut, Anderson.
I don't want to be offensive, and I'm not a homophobe, but if I do swing by, don't make the moves on me.
Hey, Ali. Ali, yeah. I realize that you called us and you're on hold for like the first 45 minutes of the show, and I do realize that you were getting no sound piped through your phone, so I appreciate you sticking by and just having faith.
All of a sudden, he pops out of the other room. Ha, suckers!
He can't hear us. Most of the show, he can't hear us. Hold on 1 second. I'm getting a weird call from a weird line. Ah, it went away. Never mind. All right. What are we doing here, guys?
We're talking to an awesome guy from Egypt. What are you doing?
When are you coming out to the States next?
I don't know. Maybe summer. I'm in the fall semester right now, so, you know.
Fall semester.
I think this has been quite a treat, and I'm being sincere because I dig it. Egypt is one of the few places that I'm excited to get a call from.
Thank you, Mike.
How many teeth are in the human head?
I don't know. Oh, you're asking?
30. I'm pretty sure 36.
What about in England? The answer is 12.
I got a trick question.
How many teeth does a pumpkin have?
A pumpkin?
Yeah.
Three.
You're right.
Pumpkin?
It's three.
All right. Are there any restrictions on what you guys are allowed to download over there in Egypt?
No laughter disaster. He's breaking a lot of rules.
I pirate everything.
You pirate everything? Tell me this, Ali, and there's only one right answer. Is the after disaster huge in Egypt?
No, I don't think so.
Damn it.
I got the right answer.
I have a feeling.
I believe him now.
That the after disaster is fucking huge.
I got to be honest.
Tyler and I were talking about this last week, right? Like, there's billboards of us.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
You guys, if I could pick, I'm not just saying this because Ali's on the phone. If I could pick any country to have a huge following in, Egypt would be.
Why
without,
Egypt?
I don't know. Be so goddamn awesome.
Oh, you want somebody to make
some
a Sphinx
guy
of you one day.
In a Toyota truck driving by the pyramids listening to the after disaster. It's so legendary and so iconic. And to think that. For some reason, this show is being projected. I mean, is coming out of speakers anywhere near the vicinity of golden treasures where pharaohs were buried, where people walked the desert with their pet camel.
I love our perception is that, like, just like a couple feet under the sand is just like gold. They're just not looking hard enough.
Hey, I was not a part of that conversation. I just like to say that for the record.
Ollie, can you please photograph yourself around at like cool places like the different monuments and things listening to the after disaster? And
totally.
Yes.
Hey, when's the last time you saw a camel?
We're such ignorant Americans.
What if he just has to walk out to his garage, make sure it's still there.
When's the last time you saw a camel, Ollie?
Like 6 months ago or something.
Oh, do you guys have camel spiders?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, you're not really in Egypt.
Those are in Iraq.
I know, but Egypt and Iraq are close.
No.
Hey, have you ever been to the Red Sea?
Yeah.
You like it? Is it nice?
Really good.
I want to go diving in the Red Sea really bad. I don't know if I'll ever go. Because
you should go to the Red Sea. He'll go to the Salton Sea.
Why is that, buddy? Red? It's because of tides. What was that, buddy? Owlie? What did you say?
Diving in the Red Sea is beautiful.
Yeah? Have you dove in the Red Sea? Divin?
No.
Davin.
Is that code for going down on a chick on her period?
Oh, my God. We're not that show.
Ali liked that one.
All right, Ali. Thanks very much. Is there any
English speaking stations out there that you could get us on as like a late night show? You think?
We'll move
you think
there.
They're looking for some good.
Here we go talking about the show. Hey, what's your favorite? What's your favorite American podcast?
The After Says.
I think I'm gonna have to say Film Vault.
Yeah, that's a good answer. That's a good answer. Man.
Like I said, we should bomb
each. But mainly because I haven't listened to all of the after disasters.
Because what?
Because I haven't listened to all of.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, this one. You know what? Most people like the Film Vault, and then they realize which one's good, and they start listening to this one.
Yeah,
I do agree with a lot of Anderson's movies. Though.
Yeah, that's right.
Like God Bless America and. We need to talk about Kevin.
Hey, I was just telling somebody about that like an hour ago. Do you know that Mike Carano worked on God Bless America and is in it? Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, you're talking to a guy who worked on it and he's in it. And he knows the cast very well.
That's awesome.
Did you see that Twitter follower of ours? It's called Security Guard Reggie.
Yes, I did. Because of you. You
only got one post.
He said his post is, I want
more I'm posts. Aware. Oh, okay. He posted on our After Disaster Facebook page,
yeah.
Dumbass.
Hey, Ollie, thank you very much for calling, truthfully. That was pretty great.
We need Egypt updates, like, fairly often,
yeah,
I think.
Can we just get your... No, actually, that's too much responsibility. Call back.
What is the number you have to call to get to us, or did you, like, Skype us or something?
Yeah, how'd you call us?
1-800-LOUD-191.
Really?
Yeah,
buddy.
Yeah,
Skype.
Wow. There it
is. Cool.
Skype action.
I didn't want to hear that it cost you, like...
Ollie, please call back, all right? You're our favorite new listener.
Ooh, no, you know what we need Ollie to do? next time we're on, or he can just download the podcast. Ali, you got to go to the nearest mosque and you got to plug into the loudspeaker that they play the call to prayer over and play the after disaster. What do you think about that idea? Yeah,
and good luck to you, by the way.
Do you have PA systems?
Sadly, we lost our one listener. In
podcast
Egypt.
Causes second revolution.
Hey, Ali? What's the, like your parents? What do they think of America? Not fans.
They're fine. You
they're
know.
Fine.
Yeah. Egypt's
I've heard that Egyptians really dislike Americans.
No. They're okay.
I just made that up and I heard it from myself.
All right, Ali, thank you so much for calling, man. Please call back next week.
Yeah, thank you.
I'd love to. Thank you, guys.
All right, buddy. That's Ali, everybody. Egyptian caller. You know, I listen to a lot of terrestrial radio, and I can't remember the last time I heard an Egyptian just
that was
up.
Cool. You know why it's cool? Because I picture him looking out his window. He sees the glow of the pyramids in the background.
Hey, you're on the
It's cool after. Because you imagine that he's Lawrence of Arabia.
Yeah. Where are you calling from? Oh, the show.
Texas.
Oh, is this the wannabe Marcus or Marcus?
Marcus.
No, this is not Marcus.
Oh.
What's up, man?
Let's pick Marcus.
Hey, if you're a lady and you're listening, is it too late to call?
It's too late to call.
Carey was supposed to call.
God damn it, all the hell. Hey, man, what's up? How are you?
Not much. I got some information on RVs for you guys.
Are you really calling?
Oh, sweet.
When's the last time you saw a camel?
Yeah, probably more recently than all of
you. 6 months.
Yeah. Hey, that's a callback, so it's funny immediately to Tyler. Hey, what you calling from Texas, really? What you calling from where? Texas?
I'm calling from Southern California.
So much
so
more.
Boring.
So much less.
Give us the info on the RVs, because I think that's the way to go.
So, like, Winnebago's run you around $200 a day.
Mm-hmm. What about mileage? What about you? Do you have to pay for mileage too? Because isn't it like a quarter of a mile?
I'm assuming something crazy, but.
Hey, we know what we can camp like 5 miles from the RV place.
For Mike.
What's that?
Running an Airstream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how much does that cost?
It's $65 to $125 a day.
That's not too bad.
That's not bad, but then you got to get the truck to hook it up to.
Yeah. I can't like paying for that, though.
Or you can just drive to a campsite that costs like $4 a year to stay at.
Okay, I got a better idea. We all take our individual cars and we sleep in our cars.
What? I would way rather sleep on the floor.
No, we're going camping. This group, this threesome has to go camping.
Yeah. I'm gonna buy.
We might bring some ladies.
Ooh, we should bring Ali. He'll be at home in the sand.
We need to have a fucking campfire.
He can teach us how to like make
Ali.
Adobe.
Ali will wait. Do they know how to make Adobe stuff?
Well, man. I don't know.
Wouldn't it be funny if we find a campsite? We're like, well, we're going to get some beer. We'll be right back. And he's constructed a little pyramid for us to sleep in.
He can't help himself.
And we're like, how'd you get those bricks piled on top of each other? And he's like, secret.
Agency. Yeah, yeah, they'll never tell.
I summoned the aliens and they came down. Oh, my God, I knew it's true. And he's like, nothing's true to you, friend.
You know what I love about when they do the stuff about the pyramids? What is that damn like epic song that they? It's you know it's just some generic like strings and like cymbals they play, but like every time they like show like somebody working on the pyramids, it's like
what you were playing earlier.
Bum.
It's like where does Ken Burns get that music? That's bum, all seems similar.
I'm a little concerned because Blue Waffle is suggesting that Ali needs to listen to AD27 with exclamation marks, and I can only assume
oh, no.
that
what
something
do we do?
Terrible.
What do we do? That's
something
like in our,
awful
that's our
about
drinking
Egypt
days too.
Is on there. Yeah,
it might be about Muslims.
Let's turn our blackout. Days. There is so much that we said that I have no recollection of.
It would be funny terrible. If we go on a rant about how much we hate Egyptians for 30 minutes.
We may have.
Yeah.
You know how you go on your tangents.
I'm terrified
making
now.
Shit up.
I'm terrified. Yes.
Talking about how they made all their pyramids with like babies, like baby dead babies.
I am not excited to hear what is in that episode. Even
I'm
though
listen
I won't
to
listen to it
tonight. I'm going home. Okay.
This music is mysterious.
Oh wait, the old ones aren't available anymore, right?
I
think we're safe.
Yeah, currently they're not. Which we need to talk about.
Thank God.
All right. So, what
we're going to do live shows where we word for word recreate past episodes.
With edits.
Are they gone forever?
No, we have them.
All right, good.
What do you think is scarier, India or Egypt? I'm going India by far.
India, there's way more people there.
Yeah.
They have a billion people.
Yeah. I don't like it. Too many people.
No.
Plus, this music gives me the creeps, and this seems more Indian than Egyptian.
It's called Nefertiti's Dream, so it's pretty
well,
Egyptian.
Just because the person who wrote it called it that doesn't mean anything.
I think Ramses wrote it.
Oh, really? I didn't know he wrote stuff.
Chef Ramses?
Can you imagine hieroglyphics as musical notes? a pain in the ass. How big your fucking music pages would be.
Pretty big. But they needed a huge pyramid to keep those babies in.
Oh, you know what episode 27 is? It's just he could have a grandchild your age.
What? What's he that after? Why does he need to listen to that episode?
A grandson. I don't know. I think just because that's
he
a classic
episode. He could have Pharaoh's your age.
It's a classic.
He could have Pharaoh's your age. Oh, man.
Are we done there? We done?
They still have Pharaohs, right?
We're done there.
I think so.
I can't tell if you're bullshitting.
No, that ice cream place are you talking about?
No. What?
Pharaohs. Pharaohs. It's different.
They should totally still have a Pharaoh, like how England has a king and queen.
I guess they only have a queen right now, but when we're over there
we'll suggest it for our
tour, we'll mention that.
I'll show them how if you put your boxers on your head, it looks like one of those Pharaoh hats. Hey, everybody, look at this. I'll pull out a lighter. I'll, like, show them fire. My God, we're so ignorant.
I wish we could go to one of those tribes in deep in the Amazon or wherever they're at that have never seen other humans before.
Oh, it's cobra. The cobra thing just kicked in.
Oh, fuck yeah.
The cobra flute.
The guy's got the basket out there, and
yeah,
that cobra's
buddy.
Coming up.
Everyone's gathering around.
And there's
around, my friends.
15 American children 10 feet from that baby watching as the parents throw fives down.
Fat people taking pictures with their cell phones.
The cobra with the world's biggest ego.
What?
A cobra thinks he's a fucking celebrity.
Really? Is that what you think?
More than Sylvester Stallone's Cobra does.
What? That's a great movie. How dare you?
I don't know if it's a great movie.
It's a great
cliche. Better than Cliffhanger?
Yeah, way better. All right.
Dude, it's speeding up right now.
That doesn't fit.
This sounds more like a dance they're doing.
Doesn't fit.
I think this is the Egyptian version of Happy.
What?
Ooh, we should totally make an Egyptian cover of Happy.
What do you think was more impressive?
Fish tank story or the Egypt color?
Egypt's, the time of the pharaoh, of the great pharaohs, like when Egypt was building stuff. Obviously, that was before pyramids. But was that more impressive or Rome in its heyday?
Rome.
With running plumbing. And,
they owned, like, the world.
Yeah.
But
more about
that,
they had plumbing and they had underground stuff and they knew how to kill men with lions.
And they had that movie, Spartacus, that was really good.
Yeah, they made a good movie.
Do you like snails or do you like oysters?
And they didn't judge you for fucking boys.
Yeah.
That's what the snails are.
Isn't that weird that when people are left to being...
at their own devices?
Yeah, they always just have, like, gangbangs.
Almost always, like, whenever you get ultimate power, it's always immediately like, fuck some boys. I think this just must be, like, the last bastion. It's like, I fucked, old women, young women,
cows.
Little girls, dead people.
Yeah.
What's left? Little boys. I haven't tried them. It's like the last bastion.
God, that's
bastion.
So weird, and you're right. That's so goddamn weird.
At the turn of the century in New York, they used to bang little boys all the time. Like most of the prostitutes were little boys.
What?
Yeah.
I gotta say, that's probably why men are fucked up.
Dressed like women.
It's probably why men have this hatred.
About?
It's probably why men hate women, and they try to get back at them by having sex with them so often.
What?
What the fuck? That's a really raw, disturbing fucking thought.
And then they see robes and they need to go pee in a closet.
It's my theory is we don't really want to have sex with them. We're just trying to get back. It's payback. It's payback time, and here comes Professor Penis.
Why is it going to be Professor?
I don't know.
Why can't it be Punisher Penis?
Yeah, you're right.
Holy shit, you know what I heard, which is awful? All right, turn this music doesn't go with anything we're talking about anymore. We've moved on. We've moved past. Pennsylvania... who you don't really think of Pennsylvania as being on the cuspit of the PC ridiculousness,
like,
that we open up. But apparently, from something I heard recently, Pennsylvania, if you live in Pennsylvania, you're placing an ad about an apartment, you're no longer allowed to put room with a view because of blind people, no longer to put walk-in closet because of crippled people.
BS. There's no way this is true.
This is true.
I gotta say,
a
view
station
is one of the biggest selling points for any
place.
I like
the food.
I like the prices. That's where I heard it. Pad Thai. Was
with
on that
view?
Show.
How many blind people rent apartments?
Well, how many blind people read the ads? None.
I know. And if a blind guy comes over to rent your apartment,
can't
just
you
lead him out to
the
backyard?
How do blind guys know to look for apartment? Do they just walk into a place and after a while, if no one has bothered them, they just decide I live here now?
If you're blind, the main thing you're looking for in an apartment
is good smell, no corners.
Good smell, no corners.
Yeah, good smell.
Corners.
What if you're a blind? What if you don't want to
live outside?
No, you don't want to start walking like one of those wind up robots and get stuck in the corner and you just just keep going forward?
I think they can back up.
They're not
blind,
crippled just because they're blind.
If you're a blind guy that likes to get a little poontang,
do we have any blind listeners?
What I'm talking about?
I'm sure we do.
If you're a blind guy trying to get laid, you want the view.
I'm fairly confident we have blind listeners.
You want
never
the view, so when you bring a
for
date
the ladies,
home,
yeah, it's true.
They have a view to enjoy. Mm-hmm.
Something to look at while you get them from behind.
Yeah, but how, besides the view of your pubic hair.
You know there's a blind guy out there that has a magnificent view, and he doesn't really have people over or anything, and it's completely wasted, and I'm angry about it. Angry the same way that I'm angry when Bald Brian rolls in here, and he has his biggest day. He has a placard, a handicap placard, and he parks in my spot. And I say, how fucking dare you? I'm allowed to park in your spot. I'm not allowed. So why don't you park in your spot there, buddy?
I love the idea of we somehow accumulate a bunch of money and we buy a place on the beach, on a public beach where there's a giant deck overlooking the beach, and we sit out there with our blind glasses on just staring straight ahead for hours a day.
I want to start a committee where we just make sure that all blind people aren't wasting good views in houses.
But that's not the
itty
bitty titty committee, right? That's something else.
No, and they're not allowed to use master bedroom anymore because of the master and the slave thing. Which
Shut up!
No, I swear to God, and that's been going on for a while. Because with audio stuff, a lot of times there's a master and there's a slave, and they've been trying to fix that and change that for a while. I'd heard that numerous times before.
They still use it though. But I gotta say that the room with a view part, that just doesn't sound kosher because.
Kosher? No, they can't use kosher anymore either because of Gentiles.
Because
of Gentiles.
They can't even use they because you don't know who they're referring to.
All right. I should have looked this up before I reported it. Pennsylvania.
The view part is the biggest selling point to any place. Like, why? How is that possible? And by the way, what is there a view of in Pennsylvania, Matt? Maybe that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we got a view of this.
Yeah, maybe they're saying
yard.
Their town's ugly as hell. The town.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh's part of it. Pittsburgh's a beautiful, beautiful city. I feel like the show ended 20 minutes ago.
Well,
no, I feel like the show's kicking ass, and then you were like,
I think the
did you know that Pennsylvania is getting very PC?
All right, I'm finding nothing.
It can't be more PC than San Francisco.
Can we talk about how we're going to do all our shows now from Colorado and Washington?
What? What are you talking about?
Even though two out of three of us don't even smoke pot.
Oh, because of the weed? You're so fucking... Fuck yeah, bro. You know what time it is in Colorado, dude? 4:20 all day long,
bro. I'm flying to D.C. in December, and I have a layover in Denver both ways.
Are you excited about
nice.
That? Are you excited?
Do you think they're going to have
an airport? No.
Like, duty-free weed.
Stock up. It'll be interesting to see if you can even find weed.
I think you'll be able to find weed in Colorado.
Yeah, I have a feeling. Granolas.
They said that people were running around in the streets smoking joints as if like it was instantly like...
Yeah, it's cool. Everything's cool now. The cops,
cool, man. The cops are like lighting it up for them.
No, the cops are just like, ah, fist raised to the sky, like angry. Hey, I had an experience Monday night with the people of Los Angeles. And I guess I'm not going to go into it.
I don't know why that sounds racist. That sounds racist already.
Leonard Cohen is a legendary singer. He's a poet. He's considered the gentleman singer. He's the ladies man.
I would never go to the gentleman singer. That sounds awful.
He's fantastic. He's incredible. He's
the gentleman singer sounds like a room at the Madonna.
He's a gentleman. Like when people are doing solos, he takes his hat off and just stares at them and admires them.
That's creepy.
Everything
you're saying is awful.
He's 80.
Yeah.
And he's got a beautiful, amazing, cool voice, and he's a poet. You either like him or you don't.
All right, what song?
You're
what song
about
should
Torme,
I look up?
Right?
I'm Your Man.
No.
He wrote some songs in the 60s, like Suzanne and Bird on a Wire. But The Future is a great song.
Mm-hmm.
It's got the word anal sex in it, even though
no,
it's two words. Yes, it
not.
Does.
Really?
Yes, it does.
Who are you talking about?
Give me crack and anal sex. Take the only tree that's left and shove it up the hole in our culture.
What?
Who is that?
Leonard Cohen. He's a legend.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Leonard
okay,
Cohen's
great.
So, I love Leonard Cohen. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
What am I talking
this
about?
This has the word anal sex.
This is the ending credits in Natural Born Killers.
Really?
Yeah. They're in a Winnebago. With their family because they have kids, remember? And the ending credits are them driving the Winnebago with all their kids. This song.
Okay, before we get to the anal sex part, I'm going to tell you what happens. This show is as respectful of you need to. You cannot walk him down the aisles while he's on. Everybody, it's
I thought
like
you're talking about the after disaster for a second. I'm like, oh, he's actually going to have respect for
Wait,
the after disaster.
Hold on.
Say something good.
Hold
about
on.
It.
So, this show is a show you show up to on time, you're polite, you enjoy the show, you leave blown away. He pays respect to you, you pay respect to him. He's one of the most respectful people ever. So, it's goddamn Los Angeles. What do you think happens?
A riot.
He gets show no starts, respect.
The show starts. There's minimum 200 people walking up and down the aisles. He does the first two songs, and then he stops, and he goes, I'm going to take a moment here because there seems to be a disruption happening. I'm going to let you take your seats, and we're going to start over. And he does. And then after...
What is he like, started the history teacher?
He did the first two songs show, again?
Yes. Awful. At the end of the show, he goes, we had a problem up front where people didn't that the show starts promptly.
He's like
at
a crotchety old grandpa.
He's 80, but he's fantastic. And it's he's such a gentleman that you cannot help but watch the show and go, he's incredible. Now, to be totally frank, I'm a huge fan, and the first half was boring as fuck. Mm-hmm. But when they came back, when they came back from intermission, it was stunning and it was amazing. And he is goddamn fantastic. Mm-hmm. All right,
I can't tell if you're trying to sell me on him or not.
I love him, but my point was, people of LA have no goddamn respect.
They
can shove their self-centered narcissism up their goddamn stupid asses.
They could shove the tree up their hole.
Now, I'm basing part of this on the fact that some goddamn fucker this chick stood next to my $500 seats, by the way.
What?
Yep.
You're so gross.
This girl pushed her way down the aisle and stood next to her seats because she saw some people she works for, and the guy goes, I didn't know you were a Leonard Cohen fan. In her exact words, in her high-pitched, piercing, ugly voice was... I didn't even know who he was. And then my boyfriend turned me on to them, and then he broke up with me. But I work for Nokia, and I got free seats. That's what she said. And I turned around, and I said, this cunt better shut up. And then the person I was with went, you need to chill out and calm down, because you're going to get after-leave if you say cunt really loud again. But it was a bunch of posers from L.A., a friend, a lady friend.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Lady Dave Becky was supposed to be going with me, but he got the flu.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for the invite, bud. Appreciate it.
I'm with Tara. Mm.
Hey, it's my favorite song. Hey, can you change the lyrics to this song?
Yeah.
To Midnight Comes a Lot Slower?
Yeah. Starts a little later.
We'll have Ali sing it in Arabic for us, or Egyptian, or whatever.
That was pretty sweet, having Ali call.
That was absolutely great. I loved it.
My least favorite part of the show was hearing that Mike dropped $500 per seat or for the pair.
That was
upsetting.
For
the pair.
At least it was for the pair. I do that for a hockey game often. Yeah. I'll pay $200 a seat for a hockey game.
I learned that Mike takes voting very seriously.
Now I do.
You know that...
if only despite his father.
Leonard Cohen was on an episode of Miami Vice in 1986.
I had no idea.
He played Francis Zolon.
He also wrote an episode of Miami Vice.
Not...
it was all about anal sex and trees.
they go together. I had a long discussion with a young lady this afternoon about anal sex.
It's weird.
She was screaming at me. I don't know why people do it.
That's what happens when they do it.
But she was screaming about how I don't know why you would do this. It's goddamn gross. You're gonna have
who was
anal
this young lady? She was just talking
about how people her age think it's okay to have anal sex, and I went they
what's
really
her age?
Shouldn't.
Are you talking 12, 13?
19.
Okay.
So she's mature.
She is mature.
Talking to normally you would say old lady for that age.
No, but she was saying that how people her age think this is what you're supposed to do because they see it in pornos.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm.
Pornos that will be full of condoms now.
Ooh, grody. I think they'll just go out of state to shoot the pornos.
They'll
right?
go out of city. It's just like LA city.
Yeah. Yeah, that condom thing is not going to fly because
so
I don't want to watch a porno with
they're
condoms.
For those of you who might not know, one of the stupid referendums that we had to vote on out here for the election was should porn makers
it was really
condoms.
Weird. You're like going through, you're like, okay, should I vote for these taxes for school? Should I vote for that high-speed rail thing? Da, 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 da. And then you get down to like, should guys have condoms on their boners if they're filming it?
You know what I was thinking? like, really? Jillian the other day, yesterday actually, or 2 days ago when it was going on. That's probably somebody's life for the last year, 2 years, where every single day of the week that they get up
absolutely.
To go to work, it's like, I'm going to get these goddamn porn stars wearing latex on their wieners.
I gotta
it's the last
say,
thing I do. Like, that's all they think about. That's
I gotta
all they do.
I got to think who's
every
behind it.
Every lunch they have, is they're talking about it.
But I think who's...
For full purpose in life, and it's so fucking pathetic.
But it makes sense if you're
it's
behind
sad.
That just to get them away from your neighborhood and get them out of your valley.
What the MO is? You mean, yeah.
Hey, also, I gotta say, as much as I think it's funny to fuck with things and just
don't
ruin
fuck with
things,
my porn.
Nothing was weirder than going into the ballot booth and seeing Roseanne on there at the top.
Why was she on there?
She ran for president.
She came in fifth.
She was above Barack. Roseanne and Susan Powder?
Wait, how did
or Powers?
Oh, because she's Roseanne Arnold and it's like in Was it alphabetical? No. Oh, she's not Roseanne Arnold.
No.
Wait, Roseanne who? Roseanne Barr?
Yeah.
Oh, because she's Roseanne Barr, so she's at the top. Alphabetical order?
Yeah.
Is that what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah.
I voted in a garage.
I wish I voted now. God damn, you guys are giving me vote envy.
Yeah. I had a house. I drove past it twice. It's like not lit up or anything. I have to like look down their creepy driveway, and then I like saw people milling around.
I went to a senior citizen center on Melrose. Which, that's the place that told me I couldn't vote.
Did
it was hilarious.
Did you feel like you could come home?
No, there was nobody there except for six workers sitting behind a table and four old dudes in this giant what appeared to be like a basketball. Like it was just that it's a senior citizen center. And they have a huge room. I assume it's for bingo. One card table, four old guys sitting around playing cards.
Please tell me they were in rocking chairs.
Rocking
chairs.
And
they didn't. Mike was looking at this and was like, I can do this.
I could. I don't know how to play cards, but I could sit down with those old timers, talk about how much I hate kids now.
What if Mike goes in there? I can just picture him looking over one shoulder, looking over the other. He's like, this feels right. Just sits down.
It's comfortable.
Just sits down forever.
I throw a chaise lounge down.
I've been searching for something my entire life. This is it.
It's quiet.
I think I'd be pretty into it.
I'd be into it,
except
too.
Except for the idea that this is the last thing I'm going to do in my life.
No.
That would be awful.
That idea sucks. But if let's say you didn't have a wife. Tyler's young and virile. So he has a lot of fucking to do.
Thanks,
and
Mike.
Stuff to do. Uh-huh. No, but if
appreciate your confidence.
If you and I, at this point in our lives, so let's say I'll give you another 5 years. We didn't have any significant others. Uh-huh. Could we just go, if we could wake up in a senior, we got our own miniature apartments there,
uh-huh.
and we wake up and we get upstairs and we eat our oatmeal and we hang out and watch TV and play cards all fucking day. And then we go to bed.
In your robes.
You know what? That wouldn't be a horrible life.
You know what it is? It's
and then
the life of a smart, self-thinking dog.
Once a week or twice a week, we hop on that senior citizens bus, we go to the Grove, we walk around, we drink.
Wait, our life is pretty much like that right now.
I know, but I like it better when we're older because we're not going to feel guilty about just sitting.
And wearing pajamas all day.
You and I will sit at a table and play cards for 5 or 6 hours with the TV in the background. And then I'm going to go lay down for a little while. And that's it.
And we're drinking?
That's it. Of course we're drinking.
Because why not? Where you got to be?
Yeah, of course drinking. And we're drinking too much because it's funny when old people drink too much.
I don't know. Do people drink too much in those places? I think they're all meted up, right?
No, I don't think they drink in those places, to be
honest.
Did
I ever tell you I used to volunteer at an old folks home, Castle Hills Retirement Village?
It sounds familiar, but what'd you do?
It was before I could even drive. I used to take the TOT there, the bus.
Had to wash the foreskin.
The Thousand Oaks Transit. And I used to hang out with, there was two guys that I used to hang out with about once a week. I go visit them. And it was really sad because they'd always talk about their grandkids that lived right down the street that never came to visit.
Ugh.
And they were really lonely and sad. And like they used to use like really cool like old terms like, how about now, brown cow?
I love that. How now, brown cow?
Both those fuckers died the same week, and I was so goddamn depressed and sad. I've never really stepped into one of those since because it was like heartbreaking.
They're depressing.
Both died the same
I live across
week.
The street from two of them, and okay, without embellishment.
Hey, you know how if you're a pedophile, you're not allowed to like live by a school?
No, I don't know that.
You think they have the opposite
really?
For like guys that like are people that have sexually abused old people, and they're not allowed to live by old folks' homes?
I would assume so. I would hope so, but
they have little red dots on the internet.
They have to go around and tell everybody I sexually abuse an old man.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. You live by two of them.
So I live by two. I'm sure I live by more, but there's one directly across from me, and I honestly would say there's an ambulance there every single night.
Yeah, it's really
every
sad.
Night.
There's an old lady who lives across the street from me, and there's an ambulance there about once a month. It's like a fire, not just an ambulance, a full-ass fire truck with an ambulance. Why is a fire truck got to follow?
They normally do, but at the senior citizen centers, they don't unless they call 911.
Does their pacemaker might catch on fire? What's the problem? Why do they have the giant fire fucking truck?
What was the theory behind that?
I don't think there is one. I don't like it.
Because they come no matter what.
So two big vehicles. The fucking ambulance is big enough, right?
Yeah. If you call 911, the fire truck's coming for sure. If you're a senior citizen home, because the ambulance comes to the one across the street a lot. Very rarely do I see the fire truck there, but I do see it. So I assume somebody called 911.
Firehouses in between like old folks' homes. Shouldn't they just set them up right there?
You're right.
And what happened to our idea of having a little guy on a red ninja motorcycle to go inspect first? Be a scout.
I love that.
We talked about it on the show. Like,
oh, my God. I love that idea.
And then he gets there real quick. Look at his split. And if it's just an old lady with a twisted ankle, he's like, don't bring the big truck.
I love that idea. I wish I was not so drunk, but I can't remember. That's a brilliant idea. A guy and a ninja. The fire alarm goes off. He is the first guy out.
Quick.
The other guys are still sitting around eating spaghetti. He flies.
They start
the
to get dressed, but not like really
fast.
No,
not in a hurry. The guy shoves a meatball in his
one
mouth.
One boot
and it changes
time.
The channel. But how horrifying would your job be if you pull up and it's a skyscraper and people are jumping? Yeah. Oh, man. You got to get over here. Fuck. Oh, shit. Send the truck.
All right. I think we should say goodnight.
Tyler, what are you doing? Okay. He just gave me the number. We're number one sign, so I assume we climbed the charts on iTunes.
I don't think we're on iTunes anymore.
Oh, that sucks. Is it because we start so late they got pissed?
All right, everybody. Nighty night. Right? Is that how we sign off? How was that? How do we sign off?
I found a new After Disaster review on YouTube.
Okay, well, the show's over.
But so. I can't find it right now.
That's fantastic.
But huh? The first, the gist of it is, he's like, what do you think of the show? And she's like, I like the guy that fists a lot.
I don't fist a lot. Oh.
Surfists a lot?
Okay, can I?
That's
can
great.
I, good night, everybody.
Good night, Ali. Or actually, have a nice day, Ali.
I mean, I think what you have to do is the...
good night, Moon.
The good night, cat. Camel snort, whatever it is.
Good night, Pyramid. Good night, Sphinx. All right, good night. Seriously. Hey, you know what? I think I would like Ollie even more if he was just a caller fucking with us.
No, I don't think so. But let's do a fake Salt and Sea show where we say we're in Egypt.
Let's do a fake camping show where we're actually camping.
All right, let's do it. When do you want to go?
I don't know. We should do it soon, though, because it's getting cold.
That's part of it,
we should really, like, you know, stock up and get, like, electric blankets and the whole bit.
Why don't we
operated.
Just go sleep on the beach and
no
set
beach. That's too easy. I want to go out in the desert in the middle of nowhere, and I want to go to a national park.
Do you want to go? Okay. I'm in. Yeah, but yeah. We could also go across the street from the Opera House. I let people camp there, too.
No, I've already
it's
been
freezing.
There. Freezing. Never been to Joshua Tree. All right, good night.
Okay.